Going to talk now to a lady who's taking on an exciting challenge. I'm delighted to be joined by Claire Merritt. Yeah, so I believe you have taken on the Glasswalk Challenge. What is that?
That's a really good question, actually. I think I'm expected to walk on broken glass in order to raise money for charity.
And were you having a few glasses of wine with friends when you come up with this idea? That sounds insane.
I did it actually to support a friend. A friend of mine did a firework recently, but I wasn't able to be there with her. So I said, when we saw this advertised, we said we'd do it together. So I've got a friend, Sally, who's also sight impaired.
Tell us a little bit about your sight loss, first of all, before we talk about the challenge.
Okay, yeah, I was diagnosed with angle closure glaucoma in November 2021. So I'm still fairly new in my sight loss journey. So my optician in January 2021 had said to me that I'd got a cataract growing and that she would ask my GP to refer me to the eye hospital. The eye hospital, however, wasn't accepting referrals because of COVID lockdown. So my diagnosis was actually delayed by nearly a year. Unfortunately, by the time I was seen at the eye hospital, I'd already lost a lot of vision in most of my vision in my right eye and some of the vision in my left. So I turned up thinking it was a routine appointment to find myself in a medical emergency because the pressures in my eye were so high.
So I'm sure that must have come as a huge shock and it forced you to then start getting in contact with sight loss organisations.
It did, absolutely. I think it took me about 3 months. I think I didn't really sort of assimilate what was going on. I started a journey of very frequent trips back and forward to the eye hospital while they tried to get the pressures under control. And initially I breathed a big sigh of relief thinking that I was lucky, it could have been a lot worse. If I'd waited much longer, I would have lost more sight. I think after about 3 months, I started to think I needed to inform myself a bit more, get more information about my condition. And I think at that point, I joined Glaucoma UK. I got in touch with RNIB, who have been absolutely fabulous. Along the way, I got in touch with the ECLOS, the eye clinic liaison team, who were very supportive. And more latterly, I became involved with My Vision Oxford, who have been fantastic in terms of supporting me on a day-to-day basis.
And this is who you're going to do the charity walk for?
That's correct, yeah.
So really curious. So you're going to be walking on glass. You're brave. I've heard of fire walking, but never anybody walking over broken glass.
No, I mean, they assure us that the glass is sterilised and it's also being held at one of the local hospitals. So I suppose if the worst thing happens, I'm not far away from appropriate help. To be honest, I'm not sure I'm brave. I'm somebody that tends to go into things without thinking or worrying too much about it. I'll probably get a bit anxious on the morning. But I've sort of got it into my head they wouldn't let us do it if it was dangerous.
Well, it's like the fire walk, isn't it? I mean, people do that and get to the other side unscathed and feel better for doing it. So I'm sure it'll be the exact same thing. There's a lot of science behind it. They wouldn't let you just go and cut all your feet to ribbons.
Well, that's what I've persuaded myself is the case. So I think I'm just going to turn up on the day. I'll probably get a bit nervous, I think, before it. I've got a couple of friends that are coming to cheer us on. And as I say, I'm doing it with a friend who I've met through My Vision Oxford, actually.
Talking about making friends, for anyone that might be going through sight loss like you did in 2021, talk about the importance of getting involved in groups like this and the social aspect. It's really good for mental health, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm a mental health nurse by background, so I'm very conscious of the need to get out there and do everything I possibly can to make life as positive as possible. And when I started my sight loss journey, I very much wanted to face it in a positive light. And also, I wanted to do whatever I could to support others as well. My Vision Oxford fund community engagement officers, and what they do is they organise activities locally for visually impaired and blind people. So that brought me in touch with a group of people who have all got sight loss for all sorts of different reasons. There's all sorts of different reasons for why people lose their vision. And I would say that's been the most helpful thing for me. We understand the challenges that people are going through. And I think, you know, meeting other people, doing things together, having fun together is a really important thing for people to be doing.
Definitely. And how can people support you, Claire?
People want to support me, I'd be extremely grateful. There's a Just Giving page on the My Vision Oxfordshire website. I believe the address is justgiving.com/MyVisionOxfordshire.
Well, Claire, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I can't wait to hear. We'll try and get you on once you've done this. You can tell us all about it. I think I'd be turning up in steel toe cap boots, but you're going to be doing it in bare feet. So glutton for punishment. I hope you manage to raise lots of money for My Vision Oxfordshire. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Good luck with it, Claire. And thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.